Good morning. Firstly, a mazel tov to Noah Dubin. I'm putting on tefillin for the first time here in shul. Hashem should give you the chizik and the excitement of putting on tefillin every day of your life, the same excitement you had this morning. We are, except Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yes. We are Maseches Tamai. We're in the sixth parak of Maseches Tamai. We are up to Mishnah Ches. We discussed yesterday what happens when there's a partnership between two people. One of them is an Am Aretz, and the other one is a Chaver, a Neman. And they have a mixture of, let's say it's grapes, where some of it has Meister taken off and the other does not have Meister taken off. So the question is, how they go about dealing with it. And we discussed the concept yesterday of Brera. Today's Mishnah is slightly different. It says, Shnayim Shekivu Sadav Arisa. So there are two people who join together as a partnership as sharecroppers on a field. Aishi Yarshu, or they were brothers, or they were relatives. Together they both inherited a field. Aishi Nishtafu, they both purchased a field together. Yachal Hu Loimar, Toilata Chitim Shemakim Pleni, Vani Chitim Shemakim Pleni, Ata Yayin Shemakim Pleni, Vani Yayin Shemakim Pleni. He could say, the one who's Nema, the Chaver, can say to the other guy, listen, I take off Meiser and you don't. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to, before we split it, I'm going to take the wheat. I'm going to take the flour, whatever it will be, on the right side of the field. You take from the left side of the field like this when it comes time. Taking off Meiser, I know that I took off Meiser from my side, and you could do what you want with your side, and that's not a problem. However, you can't say that I'll take the chitim, I'll take the wheat, and you will take the barley, because what ends up happening is, in essence, the truth is they're both partners here. They're both entitled to wheat, and they're both entitled to barley. So if I say I get all the wheat, and you get all the barley, in essence what's happening here is I'm trading with you, I am sort of selling you my share in the barley, and you're selling me your share in the wheat. And that would be a problem because you're not allowed to sell a chitim. You're not allowed to sell anything to an amar, which is not going to take off meiser. You have not taken off the proper tithings. So what, in essence, what happens there is you're selling something, she'enim esukin, you're selling something which has not yet been fixed up, and that's a problem. Mishnah Tes continues along the same theme. Chavar v'amaretz yarshu saviyam amaretz. So you have two siblings, and they both inherit from their father, who is an amaretz. Yachal hu leimer talat achitim shemakim pleni v'ani chitim shemakim pleni ati yayin shemakim pleni v'ani yayin shemakim pleni. They could do the same thing. At the time of the inheritance, they could say, you know what, I'm going to take wheat from the right side. You take wheat from the left side. However, you can't tell them, I'll take all the wheat. You'll take all the barley. I'll take all the vegetables that have already gotten wet and are mukshal lekabel tuma. They can now become tamei, and you'll take what's dry, because in essence, the same thing, you're doing a trade, and a trade has a din of a mechira, has a din of a sale, and again, you're not allowed to sell something to an amaretz if it is not properly fixed up according to halacha, because he is not going to take up the proper meiser. The last mission for today, Mishnah Yud, again, is along the same thing, ger v'goy, sheyarshu as aviyam goy, you have a Jew who is a ger, convert, and his brother, who is not a convert, he's a non-Jew, and then their father dies. So Yachol hu leimer tolata by dezara v'ani mois ata yayim v'ani aperes mishavar l'shus ager aser. This Mishnah says this is a slightly different case. In this case, you can say I will take everything that's mutter b'hana, anything I'm allowed to derive benefit from, and you take everything that I'm not allowed to derive benefit from. Because in this case, the Yerusha inheritance from a father of a non-Jew only works midivrei seifim. It's only a rabbinical decree that a Jew can inherit his father, a non-Jew. So therefore, we don't view it as a sale. So take a case with his avodah zarah. He can tell his brother, the non-Jew, listen, everything that's avodah zarah, I'm not allowed to derive benefit from. You take all that, and I'll take everything else that's not forbidden for me to derive benefit from. And we don't view that as a sale because he's not really entitled to the avodah zarah. So much so that we'll say it looks like a sale. He's just saying, I'm not going to allow it to come into my possessions. You take that, you derive benefit from that, and you will make up that I will be the one who gets everything that's mutter b'ana. The Mishnah concludes, however, if it already came into his possession, and then he said, you know, let's trade. I'm not allowed to derive benefit from this. This is avodah zarah. In such a case, he cannot do that because he's not allowed to sell something which he cannot derive benefit from. We'll stop here at Mishnah Yud Aleph. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Enjoy.